Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, routes 11 and 15 at Hummel's Wharf. Time out for our play-by-play call today. Old Man River Dunks, Manu Ginobili.
Working around that screen, Ginobili into the paint. Manu all the way in. Left-hand slam! Manu Budu! It is 86-81. Spurs by five. Ginobili with 15 off the bench.
Manu Ginobili comes off your bench. That's pretty good. It's our play-by-play call of the day. Jason Luck on four coming up tomorrow. Tom Moore, Bucks County Courier-Times, also on the show tomorrow. Friday, we'll have Eddie Garcia from Fox Sports Radio on the Stanley Cup playoffs, and the Sultan of SWAT will be on as well. All right. Sports Illustrated put out its top 80 prospects for the NBA draft. And Tony Carr moved up three spots from their last one from 43 to 40. So I'll just go through the guys I've seen in person, okay? Certain people I haven't seen in person, but DeAndre Ayton, they have him first, so no, I haven't seen him. Second on the list is Luka Doncic from Real Madrid. Obviously, I haven't seen him. Jaren Jackson of Michigan State, though, obviously I've seen a couple of times. Now, he blocks shots, and he's a very good shot blocker. He can face up. He can shoot. He can finish with either hand. But I'll be honest with you, and I told Will Tiemann at Michigan State this. I said, look, I know what the natural gifts are. I see the length. I see the face-up shot, things like that. But I don't see this. That he's the third overall pick in the NBA draft? I mean, if in a perfect world, let's take the element of you're going to make millions of dollars by being the third overall pick out of it and say, hey, from a basketball development point of view, what's best for you? I'd have told Jaren Jackson, you need to go back to school. You need more time. Now, that doesn't matter, but every time I watch Jackson, I don't see it. But he's ranked third on the board, and almost everybody has him ranked third on the board. Marvin Bagley, haven't seen him in person. Mo Bamba, no. Michael Porter, no. Nobody saw Michael Porter this year. Wendell Carter, no. Trey Young, no. I haven't seen him in person. Mikal Bridges of Villanova, I have. They have him ranked ninth. And I think he has a tremendous game. Oh, my goodness. He is really good defensively. He has a really good outside shot. And now for me, it takes a little bit for him sometimes maybe to create his own shot. But once he releases, I mean, he has an absolute NBA game, and he's got a big wingspan. Mikal Bridges, good player. I've also seen the number 10 choice here. Robert Williams of Texas A&M. Obviously, I've seen him in person twice. When he wants to, he can turn it on and you can see the NBA game. Just a question of whether he's in the mood to do it. He plays way above the rim. Not the greatest rebounder. And he doesn't have a lot of range. I mean, you start putting him out beyond 10 feet, they had to put one of those shock collars on him. Like, boom, Robert, get back in there. 10 feet in, really good. But he is a high flyer. Knox, I haven't seen in person. Sexton, I haven't seen in person. Miles Bridges, obviously, I have. Love his game. 6'7". Really good passer. Sees the floor well. Good outside shot. Good rebounder. This year with Jackson there, he played out of position. Should have been playing four. Instead, he was forced to play three. But he is a... Whoever drafts him is going to get a really good player. Alexander from Kentucky, haven't seen him. Lonnie Walker, of course, out of Reading. Didn't get a chance to see him. Mitchell Robinson? Nope. Zyrus Smith, haven't seen him. Troy Brown, Oregon. I watched him on tape, but not in person. On tape, I liked him. But I was looking at, obviously, whether Penn State was going to play Oregon or Marquette. Musa, haven't seen him. DeAndre Hunter, nope, didn't see him in person. Some of these people I saw on TV. Anthony Simmons, no. Bruno Fernando, 22. Another guy, I love his game. This is an athletic 6'10 big guy from Maryland. They say he has a 7'4 wingspan. You can see it. And his skills, I saw Fernando play three times in person this year. And the first time I thought he was very good. The second time I thought he was really good. And the fourth time I thought he was the best player on the floor. He's good. I mean, raw, but boy, oh boy. I could see him getting, if he decides he wants to go, he's going to be a top 30 pick. No doubt in my mind. And he has footwork where you can put him out defensively on guys. He has really good footwork. Hutchinson, Boise State, haven't seen. Holiday, UCLA, haven't seen. Let's see. As you can see, I've seen a mixed bag, but I've seen probably more people than most. Alkins of Arizona, no. Thomas from Creighton, haven't seen him in person. Jerome Robinson, saw him when he was younger, liked him, out of Boston College. And he's rated in the top 30 as well. I mean, this guy plays at different speeds. And you're talking about somebody 6'4", backcourt, pretty good shot. And I think he's an interesting player that some people think he can be a late first-round guy. Brown of Miami, haven't seen. Porter of Missouri, no. Jalen Brunson, of course, I've seen. In person, and he does everything really well. He is somebody that, if you want a lead guard, he'll be a good lead guard in the NBA. No doubt about it. Good three-point shooter, good on-the-ball defender, good release, and has instincts you love. Melton of USC, haven't seen him. Obviously, DiVincenzo from Villanova, I have. I mean, I think you saw. I mean, he's just become so much better. He could snap that shot off. He's quicker than he was a year ago. You can see that. And they say he's 6'4". The Dante DiVincenzo I saw is not 6'4". Might be 6'2", 6'3". Frazier Tulane, haven't seen him. Grayson Allen at Duke, I have. Saw him play in person twice. Great release. Much better athlete than you think. He's the kind of guy where I think he gets into the NBA, he comes off the bench right away, and is going to help somebody. Jello of Kentucky, haven't seen him. Metu of USC, no. Graham of Kansas, haven't seen him. Justin Jackson of Maryland, obviously I have. Torm labrum, so he's been out. But he's got an agent, so he's entering. He was a much better three-point shooter last year than he was early this year. Yeah, he's got an NBA body. He's got a big wingspan. He was an excellent three-point shooter last year, but there's really no feel because of the injury this year, whether he can keep that up. Shamit of Wichita State, haven't seen him. Obviously, Tony Carr, I've already talked extensively about him. Shake Milton of SMU, I've seen in person twice. And he's one of those float guys. He can either be late first round or middle second round. He has a really good jump shot. I like his jump shot a lot. When I've watched him, He does not break you down off the dribble, but he does get to spots where he can then snap off the jumper, and he can do it from mid-range or he can do it from length as well. Jacob Evans of Cincinnati, saw him in person twice. Really good size guard, can also play the three at the next level. And he is an excellent defensive player. Uses his length. He's up and down as a shooter. He's more of a scorer than a shooter, in my opinion. Crux of Barcelona, haven't seen him in person. Duval of Duke, haven't seen him. Trent, no, of Duke. Javon Carter, West Virginia, no. Tyus Battle, Syracuse, no. Okogie of Georgia Tech, I have. Josh Okogie, seen him in person. This guy is a powerfully built kid. And he's far more athletic than people realize. Not a great feel for the game, as I recall him being, but he's also somebody that I think can play either the two or the three. Kata Bates Diop. I like his inside-out game very much. They've got him as 49 here. Love his inside-out game. I also think he's tough. And because he can shoot from the outside, he is going to make it in the NBA. That outside shot will get him somewhere. He's also, on the college level, he was somewhat of a mismatch. Not so much in the NBA. He's not the best athlete either. Jerry Foster of SMU, I've seen him play twice in person. And unfortunately for him, he's hurt. And he's always had a history of knee surgeries, but when he's been out there, this guy is a guy that can mix it up inside. He can face up and shoot. The problem is he does not have a great outside shot. Now let's flip it to the other guy, Kevin Herter of Maryland. I love his game. Now, he has not declared, and I would not be surprised if he's back at Maryland next year, but he's 51 on this board. I love Kevin Herter's game. And you're talking about a guy he's 6'7", a two-guard, great outside shot, and he can get his own shot. And he does a lot of things. Well, moves the ball. I'm a big Kevin Herter guy. Tilia Gonzaga, I haven't seen him. Herbie of Arlington, I've not seen him. P.J. Washington, Kentucky, no. Jalen Hudson, Florida, no. Newman of Kansas, no. Wilkes of UCLA, I haven't seen him. Bonga from the Freeport Skyliners. Didn't they play against Shikellamy? No. Okobo, another foreign player from France, no. Kendrick Williams of TCU, I've not seen him. Spalding of Louisville, I've not seen him. Mo Wagner. Wagner, really good outside shot. Not very quick. Should be a better rebounder than he is. But he's a good screener. I think he got a lot better from his sophomore year to his junior year. I do expect him to enter. But here's a guy that the team that gets him is going to have to be absolutely in love with his offense because there's no way they're going to love his defense. McCoy of UNLV, haven't seen him. Vanderbilt of Kentucky, no. Baguzzi from Italy, have not seen him. Played in the Adriatic League. Kanate from West Virginia, no. Koboka, no. Merrillick from Kansas, have not seen him. Roach from Texas, no. Carson Edwards, rated 70th. Absolutely love his shot. Oh, he snaps that thing off and he gets elevation on that thing. I am so impressed. And some guys are really good standstill shooters. Well, he's a good standstill shooter, but he is like Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. I'm better when I move. He's great when he shoots when he moves. Now, he's not the greatest playmaker or defender out there, but as an offensive player, he's something. Martin of Nevada, I haven't seen him. Vince Edwards of Purdue, love his game. I could see him being a free agent for somebody, being in a camp, going deep into a camp. Outside shooter, actually mixes it up and he can be a rebounder, okay? He has a burst. Now, you know, I talked about how Carson Edwards can get his own shot. Vince Edwards is not a shot. He has trouble getting his own shot. But he'll make a team. And Tapico from Dayton, no, I haven't seen him. Martin from Nevada, no. Theo Pizza from North Carolina, I haven't seen him in person. Let's see. Ah, here we go. Bowman from Boston College. Okay. Let's see. He's only a sophomore, and they did not play Penn State. DJ Hogg. See, the other kid was a junior. I saw him play against Penn State. Robinson. DJ Hogg of Texas A&M, saw him play twice. Excellent outside shooter. He can be an NBA wing. The problem is, defensively, he is not very good. He also is sort of a one-trick pony in terms of the outside shot. Doesn't mix it up as well inside. Wiley of Auburn, no, I haven't seen him. Johnson, Missouri State, I haven't seen him. And Bonzi Colson is the 80th and last guy here. I love Bonzi Colson. But I don't know if he's an NBA guy. He is the classic tweener. You know how you have that guy that is like he's a little bit too big to be a tailback, but he's a little bit too small to be a fullback? He's a tweener. Bonzi Colson in basketball terms is a tweener. I know Digger Phelps talked to him extensively about trying to go pro last year. Didn't he want to come back? But if I'm running an NBA team, I invite him to my camp. Look, he doesn't have the size to be a post player. He doesn't have quite the outside game to be an outside player. But he's got a little bit of post, a little bit outside. He works his brains out. All right? And he hustles. The problem will be for Colson is that when teams in the NBA get into a running game, I'm not so... I mean, he can only play in short bursts. But, you know, I mean, I saw Colson play last year against Villanova in person. And obviously, I saw him in the NIT game. As a college player, Bonzi Colson would be great for anybody. I mean, he'll make money somewhere. Is he an NBA player? Oh, he's... You know who he reminded me of in some ways? Jamel Cornley. That's who he reminded me of, Jamel Cornley. So, that's an update on that. We're going to start talking about some of the NFL stuff here coming up, too. And that draft's a couple weeks away. The only reason I talked about the hoops thing was that list of 80 came out, and it turned out, geez, I don't know, what do you think? I've seen maybe a third to 40% of the guys? Somewhere in that neighborhood. So you talk about what you've seen and why, and does it translate? Like a guy like Colson, in a college game, he is a whoa on the college level. But then, you know, the NBA is a different game. Just like the NFL. The NFL is a different game than college. It's different. So I was talking to Bill O'Brien the other day, and I said, hey, let me ask you a couple of questions. I said, what about the part about quarterbacks taking snaps under center? He goes, nah, Steve, we could teach that. He says, we look at that. We see that. He said, but, that's something that can be taught. I said, what about RPO? He says, I like it. He said, we've incorporated some of it. He says, not a lot of it, but some of it with Deshaun Watson. And then he said, you know me. He said, you know what I'm looking for in quarterbacks. I said, yeah, you're looking for footwork and accuracy. He says, exactly. He says, in college, you can still see footwork and accuracy as to whether that translates to the NFL. That was an interesting answer. I also go to somebody who does it for a living. We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
We upgrade all the time.
My computer.
My TV.
My phone.
Isn't it time you upgraded your vehicle? Upgrade your trade now at Sunbury Motors Kia. I wanna see you in the first annual Upgrade Your Trade event. Now is the time because SMC is making it easier than ever with above market value for your trade and 0% financing for up to 75 months on 2018 Kia Fortes, Optimus, Sportages, and Serenos. 0% for 66 months on 2018 Kia Souls and Sedonas, and 0% for 60 months on 2018 Kia Rios and Niros. And all include Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Plus, there's over 25 Kia-certified pre-owned vehicles on the lot, priced to move. It's the first annual Upgrade Your Trade event at Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Financing offers available to qualified buyers through KMF Financing. In lieu of rebate, excludes Kia Stinger and Cadenza. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see Taylor or go to Kia.com.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Great to have you with us today. Let's see here. We got a couple of posts here on Facebook. Let's see here. Because I'm trying to find it. Let's see. Now, you seem to post a lot. A lot of anti-suit posts on here.
Oh, you found them.
let's see. Somebody said they posted something, so I want to see. Maybe it's under notification.
Our great friend, Doug Barley.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
Here you go.
Let's see. Do I have this, Doug? And Harold, right?
Yeah.
Of course, I have to call it up here. I hear you say it.
Well, I've got Doug's comment here.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Stratomatic began as a company in 1961 when Hal Richmond, a Bucknell University mathematics student, began selling an early version of his baseball tabletop game out of his basement, buying advertising space in Sports Illustrated to aid sales. Richmond lost money until 1963 when his decision to release a game containing one card for each Major League Baseball, for each player in Major League Baseball, resulted in greatly increased sales. Richmond later released a football game in 68, an advanced baseball game in 72, a basketball game in 73, and a hockey game in 78. Spot on. Doug, thanks so much. That's really, really cool that he put it there and posted that. Let's see. And there you go. Yeah, so Bucknell grad invented it. How about that?
Who'd have thought?
That I didn't know. Not know it was Bucknell grad. So that's really great. And, I was looking for that, and then all of a sudden it's like, okay. But, yeah, and APA was a Lancaster company. Now, all of this has been... computers have changed all that. Now, my question is, and I'll just flat out Bing this or Google this or whatever you want to do. Is there some form of Stratomatic that still exists today? Let's see here. So we'll go here. So we on the air, we take you through the process. But I thought it was, there we go, fascinating. I loved it. It actually has an official site, so there we go. So they must still be in business. The original fantasy sports game, Stratomatic. Okay. You can buy a board game. You still can buy the board game, but they have a computer version. And they have Stratomatic 365, which is baseball and football. You can put it on your mobile app. Of course you can. And you can go from there. But they still have the board game.
So they have a, they have Windows, and they have the board game still. Now, can you, let me see what it says here. Baseball Current Edition. And the Astros, if you play this out, the Astros are still supposed to be your team. They would still be the team that will win. 238 home run team. Jose Altuve at 346. Now, if you play this out all the way through, it, and this is the board game. And they have still in board games, baseball, college and pro football, hockey and basketball. And it says it's the most statistically accurate baseball simulation game. A lot of instructions on how to play it. But basically what it comes down to is, I mean, these are analytics.
They have a 2018 Baseball Daily Player. And you can go to Stratomatic.com. Test your wits against other managers with cards updated every day based on real-life performance.
27 cards per team, plus 27-card mixed player group. 288 additional players are available. They also have two-sided cards for basic, advanced, and super advanced play. Wow.
Already had enough of managerial mishaps after this season's first series. Take charge yourself with the Stratomatic Baseball Daily 2018. The Stratomatic intern was busy watching a Gabe Kapler move and then decided to tweet. Card Viewer has a brand new batter versus pitcher. It allows you to simulate live matchups using a, the vaunted Stratomatic game engine.
Okay, now they have it. They also have Stratomatic. Also has a Windows version. Stratomatic Baseball 2018 cards and card image. The latest Windows baseball game with online draft and more. The complete package: all 217, all of the 2017 cards, and the computer card image option at a great price. Astro Storm to First World Series and more. It's actually $69.99. I mean, you know.
The Stratomagic simulation engine, you can pit any batter against any pitcher from 1871 to today. That's pretty crazy.
Wow.
Man.
So Babe Ruth can hit against Corey Kluber? They also have a Stratomatic college football game.
And how he'd be able to do, how Babe would do against Otani.
Yes.
Wow.
Otani is the new Babe. Can pitch and hit. But they have board games, they have window games. How about that?
Suits listening. He said, I'd buy that.
He's got a kid in college. He can't play much of anything right now. you know, and guess what? Somebody has to pass Spanish. Let's see. Now, Lancaster is where Appet resided. Okay, individual cards, the whole deal. And they're a Lancaster-based company. But whether they're still doing stuff, yeah. Appa Baseball comes with four 2017 teams. Houston, the Dodgers, the Yankees, and the Cubs. That's it? Ugh. That's not good.
I bet you could easily find on eBay people that are selling their Apple sports games.
Yeah, but you would need to. I mean, people want to have every team. Add-ons include a Master Edition. Full seasons of players, both leagues, dating back to 1901. How about a full season of 2017? Let's try that. Baseball card sets. All right. Let's see what we got here. So you can do that. Yeah, they've got full seasons going way, way, way back. And they do have, you can do, yeah, you can go. Yeah, full set of 2017, season set is $75. Okay. And they also do computer games. They have app of baseball, football, hockey, golf, soccer, basketball, and computer games. They also have a convention. Ooh. Let's see. Convention fee. June 21st to the 24th this year. Let's see. $140 to go into the convention. They're now out of Georgia, it looks like. They used to be in Lancaster. They're now out of Georgia. Well, if they're not going to be in Pennsylvania anymore, heck with them. All right.
Alpharetta, Georgia.
Yeah. Alpharetta, Georgia. Used to be in Lancaster. Many, many years. But, yeah. Let's see. About Apa Games. 60 years. They've done that.
Oh, yeah. Dates back to the 30s. Bunch of high school buddies in Lancaster.
Yep.
The boys played a baseball simulation game invented by Dick Seitz. His game was loosely based on old tabletop baseball game called National Pastime.
Wow. See, this is the original analytics. This is what it is. This is the original analytics. Where they take analytics. And by the way, Doug, your comments were really cool. Thanks for doing that. And Harold added in, which is great. And Joe, Harold, and Liz, by the way, all gave likes to the show, which is really great. Enjoy that. So, very nice. Let's see. Comments. You're an idiot. What does that mean?
A what?
It was put in by somebody named Kay Herr.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But Stratomatic. That's. They're still going strong here as a company, it looks like. That's cool. You can also buy apparel. I don't think so.
You know you're into it hardcore if you're wearing Apa swag. That's going big or going home. That's huge. If you're not at one of them their conventions, chances are you're going to walk into the room. You're the only one wearing an Apa shirt or a ball cap. All right, suit claims he had a suit. Claims he had a shirt. I got to see this. I got to see this. Oh, it came free with the game. Oh, okay. It was a promo deal.
And
that's what sold you. All right, I'm going to be the first on my block with wearing my Apa shirt.
Okay, so yeah, Doug already did the research on this, all right, about Hal Richman, Bucknell mathematics student, all right, and began selling an early version of the tabletop game out of his basement. All right, then he talks about 63, which Doug mentioned already. Doug took care of this. Now, Richmond later released a football game in 68, an advanced baseball game in 72, basketball in 73, hockey in 78. The statistical research and game development methods are implemented with the intent to replicate the athlete's abilities as accurately as possible, giving the gamer the feel of making managerial decisions. Yeah, with no consequences. No consequence. Oh, bummer. Lost. Oh, God. But you do feel like you're the manager. All right, time to bring in Craig Kimbrell. And guess what? He's not pitching one. He's pitching three innings. You can get away with it because guess what? I'm not worried about whether Kimbrell's arm's bad or not. Because it's dice rolls. So you can do these things in such a way where you could get away with something that in a game it wouldn't work. Let's see. Strat-O-Matic celebrated its 50th anniversary in February of 2011 with an opening day event at the Community Church in New York. Their headquarters, by the way, are in Glen Head, New York. 500 people attended. And Doug Glanville and Rick Peterson, we've had Rick Peterson on the show before, Stats founder John Dewan were all there. That's cool. Let's see. Strat-O-Matic games are generally recognized as very influential. They've been played by a wide variety of sports fans, including professional athletes themselves. Doug Glanville, avid Strat-O-Matic player, advocate for the company. Kurt Schilling plays. Keith Hernandez, Lenny Dykstra. Let's see. Bob Costas often played Strat-O-Matic in his youth. Buzz Bissinger. Strat-O-Matic changed his life. Spike Lee used Strat-O-Matic in his film Crooklyn. So a lot of people have been into it. Nah, I tell you, I played it when I was young. Loved it. All right, who do we have? Oh, it's the show's over. All right, go ahead. Put them on.
You have an Appa shirt? Where's the Appa shirt?
That wore out a long, long time ago.
Did you throw it out?
I don't. My mom probably did. Yeah. Yeah, I grew out of that a long time ago.
I figured you wouldn't be able to slap it back on you, but I'd just be curious
to see that
during your days of growing up as a Central Columbia Blue Jay while playing APA.
it was gray with red lettering. But here was the best part of that game. You actually could set your fielders. So like the pasteboard that they'd have with all the numbers and all the scenarios on it, you'd roll it up. You'd hit like two numbers, it would be a 2-4. So you'd look down to 2-4. 2-4 was number 17. So you'd look on the board, it said 17, infielders in, ground ball to second, miss the double play, runner out at first, advances to second, one away. I loved that game. We actually made a season where we actually played all the teams and played like a 20-game season. It took us a year and a half to get through it all. We had our little playoffs and World Series. My dad and I had a lot of time, all right? We had a lot of spare time.
Yeah. Well, it's. I'm sure it must have been fun, though, right?
Oh, it was the best. I mean, and then you'd have the arguments. You said infield in. No, I didn't. I said my infield was in. I said my outfield was in. My infield was out. Because that changed the whole scenario. Like, infield in, the ball would scoot through the hole, you'd have a single and score a run. You said infield back. No, I didn't. I said the outfield was back. The infield was in. So we got to the point where you literally had to write it down on a piece of paper. That way there was no debate on what happened. It was very competitive in my house.
And sedentary.
The only Strat-O-Matic we ever played, we had a Strat-O-Matic Golf.
That doesn't surprise me. Yeah.
Yeah, we had a Strat-O-Matic Golf, and my father was just, you couldn't beat him at that. That was, we never played it.
Too bad there wasn't a Stratomatic bowling. You'd be like Earl Anthony or Johnny Petraglia.
No, he was left-handed. Yeah. No, my dad would have been Johnny Petraglia. I would have been Mark Roth.
Mark Roth.
My problem with Stratomatic golf is that I feel like when we're out there at the Purdy tournament, you're still playing Stratomatic golf.
You know, the shot looks so good in my head, and then I go and swing, and it looks nothing like the shot that was in my head.
If you had a dollar of every time the shot looked great in your head, I mean, you'd be taking us out to dinner tonight.
I would be taking...
Every night this week.
It would be a nice, thick, juicy steak, too.
Yeah.
But let me put you this way. When you're out there playing with us, like, you tell us how, like, you imagined it in your head, right?
Right.
I just want to tell you, speaking for the group, every time you swing, you do meet expectations.
Hey, by the end of the round, I actually look like I know what I'm doing, but unfortunately, we're on the last hole when that finally happened.
Yeah, we usually ask, where's that been the previous 4 hours?
We needed that this morning at 8:30.
Oh, what were you doing, man?
It takes me 17 holes to loosen up. Listen, when we get on the second 18, I am on fire at that point.
Well, good. If you could get to the driving range at 6 a.m., maybe by the time we tee off at 7:30, maybe you'll actually be in the middle of it. Groove at some
point. Just remember, you only need to take two of my drives, so all I have to do is hit two in the fairway. That's it.
Well, is it bad that we admit we haven't done that the last couple of years with you?
I don't even think we took the closest to the line that I got robbed on. I still want to. I would love to see the measurement on that.
No, we took that.
No, did we take that one? I couldn't remember. Well,
the reason we took it is because it was close to the line, and we didn't want, you know. I mean, because you hit it so well, we took it.
Just remember, it's called closest to the line, not how did you get closest to the line.
Well, I understand that, but I'm saying we took that shot. No, we definitely took that. The reason we took it is because you hit it down the middle. Yeah, we did have two that were further out, but that shot was... We're like, hey, look, let's give credit where credit is due here.
The part that you didn't tell in that story was it did look like a 747 banking in for the landing as it started out over the next hole.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, now I'd like to point out the two times you hit the bridge, we didn't use either one of those.
No, we didn't use it, no. I was definitely outdriven on that one.
Outdriven? The one that went, what, 9 feet in back of you? I mean, it was a minus 9 feet on the drive. Everybody else is like, okay.
What's really starting to get weird, though, is you've talked about this so much, everybody waits for us to get to that hole, and everybody stops, brings their phones out just to see what's going to happen.
Well, it's going
to
happen three weeks from tomorrow. I'm looking forward to see if the story changes and gets more even juicier compared to what I heard last year.
I exercised the demons last year. I was on the green.
Yeah, I know. You weren't the only one, though.
Yeah, I know. Unfortunately, Jones decides to uncork one, and then it gets about 10 feet from the pin.
10 feet?
It was a nice shot.
10 feet? How close was that shot?
Well, you knew the cup? That was, what, 8 inches, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's... It's 9 feet, 4 inches close. Well, we had to
measuring?
Get a prize. Right. We had to get a prize. It was required. All right. Why don't you go back to watching your guy Zuckerberg testify, because you're going to be there tomorrow.
Hey, great show, guys. Enjoy it. Long-time listener. See you later.
If it's just only been a first-time caller.
Yeah. Check out and pick up your new Stratomatic.
How about that? 30 minutes on Stratomatic. That brought back some memories for a lot of people.
You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. You can hear us anywhere in the world with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.